Hello, good evening, and welcome to another episode of the Evening Almanac with comedian Jamie Jackson. It's sunny, and I'm walking by a flowing river because it has been raining for about 24 hours. The rain has now stopped, I'm out with the dogs, and everybody's happy. No, it really does make a difference though, doesn't it, when it's sunny. So I don't have much to say today. Don't turn off though, don't turn off. Stay here, because I'm going to dig up some gold in a minute from my brain. I'm going to just find a nugget, I'm going to search around and feel for it, and then I'm going to find a nugget, and then we're going to have a good laugh together. Yeah. So I don't have any gigs next week, so that's freaking me out, because I just did I did three and then that radio show in a row. So I consider that radio show kind of a gig, being, you know, having to perform and talk and be irreverent. And I use that word a lot and I don't know what it means. I also don't know. I've got a one-liner basically about football. Yeah. And I like football. I do like football. Like, one of my mates, he left me a WhatsApp voice message and he was talking about football and he goes, sorry, I know you don't like football. I love football. And I've always loved football. I've played football ever since I was young and I followed it and I love it. I just don't like the people who follow football. I don't like all of that bullshit, lad shit around it. And the chanting and the fighting. I don't like all of that bullshit. Also, the fighting scares me. But the thing about football is I don't know enough about it. I don't follow it enough. But you either, like, to a football fan, you're either into football and you know everything about it and you can name players and managers and score lines and history and you understand it all, or you don't know anything about it. It's like, I'm a Tottenham fan, right? I come from North London. They're a North London team. But that's not why I supported them. I supported them because when I was like 8 years old, I really liked the name Spurs. So I was like, oh, I'll just support them. And then it turned out they were near me. So I was like, yeah, okay, cool. That'll do. But apart from like Ozzy Ardiles and Gazza and Lineker and Hoddle and Waddle and Kane and, you know, all of that kind of stuff, I can't really tell you a great deal about them. So, like, am I a fan? I've never been to White Hart Lane. Am I a fan? But I've never been to White Hart Lane because I've never had anyone to take me to White Hart Lane. I don't know anyone else who's a Tottenham supporter. My dad wasn't into football. So it's like, you know, you kind of follow a little bit. You check the tables and stuff like that. And yet, I can't enter into a conversation about football. So if someone says to me, do you like football? I just say no. But I do. I love it. I love the World Cup so much. But one of my earliest memories was watching England get knocked out of the World Cup by Diego Maradona's hand of God. It broke my heart. Don't get me wrong. I didn't understand it. I was 8 years old. And I was like, how can a team win by cheating? And then they went on to win the World Cup. And I was like, motherfucker. I mean, I probably wasn't because I was eight. I was probably like, oh, dang. But I don't like, you know what I mean? I don't want to get into a conversation about football with people because I'm like out of my depth. But isn't a man allowed to like slightly follow a sport and really enjoy a World Cup and a Euros? Is it? It's not. Can we? What? And I love playing football and I've been teaching my boy football. I've got to stop saying the word football, haven't I? I've said it about many times, football. I remember working in a factory with a guy who was, do you remember the character from Far Show? You can't trust me, I'm a bit woo, a bit way. I'll take anything, me, I'll steal anything. I'm a bit dodgy, that guy. With the ponytail, it was Paul Whitehouse playing it, and the earring. That was literally exactly like a guy I worked with in a factory, except his hair wasn't dark, it was blonde. And he was a geezer, and he was like a semi-pro footballer. So I said to him, oh, cool. Yeah, what position do you play? And he said, sweeper. What? I don't know what sweeper is. I mean, I do now because I've looked it up, but I don't know what sweeper is. So when he said sweeper, I was like expecting him to say striker or forward, mid, defence, keeper, maybe even say left wing, right wing, something like that. Sweeper? You what, mate? So like, these situations, I'm just like, oh, I can't. I'm not, I've never felt manly enough about anything ever. Right, never ever felt manly enough. I've always felt like emasculated by every fucking situation. And that was just another one, like trying to enter into a lad chat with somebody. Oh, what position do you play? Sweeper. I just had to go, yeah, cool. All right, so you're the janitor, are you? No, I didn't say that. But that would have been funny. just digging myself out of it a little bit. But instead I was just like, oh, okay, you're some position I've never heard of. I think sweeper's like between the mid and the defence, isn't it? I don't know. But I like I do like football, but I don't like it enough to be part of the club of people who are like, oh, fucking football. Do you know what I mean? Anyway, so that's that. There you go. I said I'd find some gold, and we found some gold. So, yes, I need to get some gigs next week, and I'm going to start a discipline now of just setting my alarm and saying, I love Gary Goleman, go give him a look. He's such a brilliant comedian, and he isn't lad at all. He's very soft and nuanced. And he was saying about how he's got this discipline of he writes 18 minutes a day. He just sets his alarm for 18 minutes a day. And then if he wants to carry on, he'll carry on. But he says, look, do at least 18 minutes minimum. And I've decided if this year, from one St. George's Day to the next, is going to be my giving it a proper go, then I need to start writing or reading. So I'm going to just dedicate at least 18 minutes a day to writing. But I do this podcast as well. And this is, I mean, that football bit is a thing, maybe. I don't know. Yeah. All right. Well, look, that's it. Have a great weekend. It's Sunday, isn't it? It's going to be Monday tomorrow. Let's not think about that. Fucking hell. Monday tomorrow. But then it's the bank holiday. God bless this crazy country for its weird bank holidays. 2 in May. See you on the next pod.